嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴，大早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这一期节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，它呢依旧是来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
I mean, when two people split up, it normally they don't give things back like Valentine's Day cards.
I mean, when two people split up, normally they don't give things back.Like Valentine's Day cards. 我的意思是，当两个人分手了以后，通常他们不会将收到的情人节卡片还给对方的。I mean, when two people split up, normally they don't give things back, like Valentine's Day cards. I mean, when two people split up, normally they don't give things back, like Valentine's Day cards.那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 split up 放在一起呢，我们会有一个非常自然的连读，而且呢，此处呢在美式发音当中呢，其实我们可以形成一个闪音的处理，所以呢，在美式发音当中呢，我们可以读成 split up, split up。而当 don't give 这样的两个单词呢，我们放在一起可以有一个失去爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 don't give, don't give. 而当 like 和 valentines 这样的两个单词呢，我们放在一起可以有一个不完全爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 like valentines, like valentines.
I want an explanation
for it.
Do you hear me?
Kitty, you just better get the hell off my back, so help me.
Oh, what are you going to do? I'd like to hear this.
Back off. Just back the hell off.
Hi. Okay, so I got the box of things you left on my porch.
Yeah, I figured you'd want your stuff back.
Thanks. That's great. Because if you decided to hang on to my Joni Mitchell CDs, I would have had to come after you with a club. You're right, it's not funny.Actually, I did want to just see if you were aware that you gave me back the Valentine's Day card I made you.
I was aware, yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, when two people split up, normally they don't give things back like Valentine's Day cards. If you don't want it, you can throw it away. I just, please don't give it back to me. It's tacky.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. People make mistakes.
Anything else?
Look, are you sure this is what you want to do? I mean, I understand that you don't want our relationship to continue. You have made that clear, but I sort of thought down the long corridors of time, maybe you and I could be friends, and if you keep acting like this...
Susan, it's over on every level, okay? I moved on. You should do the same.
那么今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这样一个短语，叫做 split up。split up 这个呢，其实是 break up 的另外一种说法，相当于 to end a romantic relationship with someone else， 结束和某个人的一段恋爱关系，或者呢，直接说分手啊，也是可以的。下面呢，我们来看一下这样的几个例子。第一个 ，My parents split up when I was only 5 years old.我的父母亲在我只有五岁的时候就分开了。My parents split up when I was only 5 years old. 下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。Mary says that she split up with Sam, but they've had such an off again, on again relationship that none of us is surprised anymore. Mary 说她和 Sam 分手了，但是他们已经分分合合来回好多次了，所以我们都见怪不怪了。Mary says that she split up with Sam, but they've had such an off-again, on-again relationship that none of us is surprised anymore. 下面呢，我们来看一下第三个例子。I heard that they split up with each other. 我听说他们分手了。I heard that they split up with each other. 再比如说呢，看最后这个例子。She split up with her boyfriend last week. 她上周和她男朋友分手了。She split up with her boyfriend last week. 那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。 他们在上个月分手了。我原本以为他们明年会结婚的。他们在上个月分手了。我原本以为他们明年会结婚的。那么这样一个句子，你会如何去使用我们刚刚学习过的短语去造句呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。本期节目呢我们就先分享到这里，明天节目当中呢我们再会啦。 See you.